Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from here. Is this Richard?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
That's good. I'm just calling back to say you opened your agency looking for home care for me.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to reach out, touch base, explain to you what the process is going to be like, and hear from you if you have any questions. Okay.
Okay.
So first of all, I see here you spoke with Mimi. According to her notes, I can see that your niece Sherry is going to be the caregiver and that you need an additional one for the rest of the hours. Is that correct?
Well, we are my wife, excuse me, can you give me just a few seconds here? Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, your name again was?
That's fine. My name is Ruth.
Ruth. Okay. Yes, well, my wife Betty requires 24-hour, 7-day care. She has late stage dementia and is completely incontinent and has a severe case of agitation, it's called by neurologists. Anyway, she has a live-in caregiver that lives with us. That woman provides 16 hours of care from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So we currently have another organization that's providing the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. care that is really not working out too well. Our niece Sherry, signed up with that organization, is generally able to provide 4 nights out of 7, and the organization is struggling trying to find others that will reliably be here when scheduled. Okay. So the type of care is very restricted, I'll say, because it's basically when Betty is sleeping or wakes up and needs to go to the bathroom. So there's no normal daily kinds of activities that the caregiver that you would provide would need to perform. No laundry, no meals, no medication administration, nothing other than sitting with her by her bed. She does have a bathroom next to her bedroom, and basically we provide the pull-ups, diapers, plastic gloves and wet wipes are part of what's provided by her Medicaid benefit. And so we're looking for a reliable organization that can work with our niece Sherry to provide that 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. care.
Okay, got that. Does Sherry have specific days that she works?
Not really. She's a little flexible so that we can try to get coverage all 7 days each week. Basically, the organization, it's Visiting Angels. The Visiting Angels is the organization that's here now, so to speak. Not the live-in, but this 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. person. And at some point in time, quite a while ago, I'd have to go back through my records, was able to find a dedicated person full-time that would be able to do this with enjoyment of having one day off, generally Sunday night into Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And our niece Sherry signed up with that organization to do that evening for us. The permanent person has since quit the organization, and now they're struggling trying to get someone here every night.
Oh, wow.
But her, to answer your question, her niece Sherry has agreed to expand her involvement to four nights a week. I believe that's probably the max that she will do, but as I've talked to other places yesterday and are talking to you, this is something that needs to be worked out with her.
With her.
Okay. Whatever happens here in the future must include our niece, because she's actually, she's the best. She's my wife loves her. Well, we both do, but she's doing a wonderful job.
Well, that's good. That's good that you have.
So in the immediate future, I'll say, well, not immediate, but when spring gets here, she and her husband are recreational vehicle people. They usually go camping somewhere every weekend. So if I had to say for now what the point of discussion would be is Sherry doing four nights and someone else doing three, probably those three nights probably being like on the weekend, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Got it.
So we live in Nottingham, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
which is in southern Chester County.
Okay.
And I don't think I can explain the services that are required. Like I said, and I've pulled that duty several times when visiting angels have fallen on their face and someone who's scheduled doesn't show or can't get transportation. And so as time has gone on here, Ruth, I'm getting very picky with the organization that I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few questions to ask you all, somewhat, but I'm not sure I would accept anything where the person didn't have their own transportation. That's been a real issue, even the permanent person. Did a great job. Sometimes she would show up until 11:30. Other times at 9 o'clock, because that's the best that her transportation could do to get her there, here, etc. So that seems to be an issue, which I guess in your world is an issue.
Yeah.
When somebody needs someone else, it adds another layer of uncertainty into the whole situation.
Yeah, I get that. I do have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you want a female aide or it doesn't matter?
Female.
Female, okay.
Yes.
Got that. That makes sense. Okay.
And you folks are part of the, sorry, let me, so that I get the right term.
The agency.
You folks are part of the community. Yeah, but you're part of the Community Health Choices system. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's the only ones that I've called yesterday to talk to about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the insurance that we take?
Yes.
Yeah. Does Vidi have UPMC?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So we are contracted with UPMC.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So what were the other questions that you had?
That's probably the main one, other than how far is would the person be coming from? Would it be one person? Would it be, three or four each week? Visiting Angels basically puts out on a weekly basis. They didn't have to before when we had a permanent person assigned. To have people respond and try to fill in each night. I'd like to believe that there would be a better certainty to, like, somebody would sign up for every Monday, come hell or high water, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or Sundays or Saturday.
Yeah. So I'll tell you how we'll do it. So we'll look for, in the first place, we'll look for someone that can be steady aid and do that for 3 days. Now, if we don't find someone to do that, then, we'll try to see if we can find someone, to do even 2 days and then do the one day another, But the first thing we'll try is to fill everything with one caregiver, right, because that's probably what's best for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also our live-in then would be seeing a familiar face.
Right, for sure. So we'll definitely work on that and finding a steady one. And again, I'll let you know once we have updates, when we find someone. And, then you'll see how far they are as I don't have anyone right now, we'll have to look into it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you probably also need to speak to our niece, Sherry. I had already spoken to her about she has no allegiance to visiting Angels.
Mm-hmm.
I assume she could become part of your organization. Is that correct?
Yes, not a problem.
Yeah.
Of course.
And also, what her, desired commitment would be. I mean, she hasn't told us that she's filling in 4 days a week because we lost our permanent person. I don't know that that's what she would really, be okay with. And that's not an absolute requirement, but I want to give her an opportunity to have the income and work as many many days as she wants to.
Right. So I'm going to reach out to Sherry then, and I'll talk to her about it.
Yep.
And see what she wants.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Her phone number, or do you already have it?
Yes, I do have it. You had given it to Mimi that you spoke to the first time.
Okay.
So, I have it right here. So I'll reach out to her. If you have any additional questions, don't hesitate to call me at this number.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll keep you posted on the caregiver.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
My pleasure. You have a
good
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.